Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. On this episode of Beyond Transcripts, we are joined by Holly Urbach. Not only is she a virtual assistant for Transcript Maker, but she is what we would call a homeschooling expert, since she has homeschooled her five older children from elementary school through high school, graduating four of them. And she'll be starting homeschooling her sixth child again soon. She shares with us today about civic youth organizations, such as 4-H, Girl Scouts, and Boy Scouts. We talk all about what these organizations are, why they're so important for your kids, not only for the experiences that they have now, but the life skills and the leadership skills that they ultimately gain, and how that involvement can help them in their post-high school efforts. So she also shares some tips for how to find these organizations, how to make the most of them, and a little bit of what you can expect as a parent when your kids are involved in youth civic organizations. We are here with Holly today. Holly, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you. We've got a great topic today. We're talking about youth civic organizations to benefit your high school students. So before we get started, really diving into why this is so beneficial, we need to start with what are civic organizations?
Well, typically a civic organization is one you would hear about 4-H, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Civil Air Patrol, those types of organizations where young people get an opportunity to give to their community and to develop leadership skills.
I love that. So it's not just giving back, which those opportunities are fantastic as well, but that it's also about developing their personal skills and their leadership skills as well.
Yes, definitely. My middle daughter was very active in 4-H, and her actual topic was leadership. That was her project, as they call it. And she was able to travel nationally and in our state. And I think it positioned her well for her success in college.
Wow, that's really interesting. Yeah, I think as parents, we want our kids to be able to give back and be involved in something and develop skills, but you don't always know where that will take them or the opportunities that they will ultimately have. And I agree that that really does help to set them up for their college efforts of getting into college and then ultimately whatever they do beyond that. So now I know you have six kids. You've got quite an age range. How many of them have been very involved in civic organizations like we've been talking about? You mentioned your middle daughter. Anyone else been involved?
Yes. My oldest daughter also was involved in 4-H. She didn't take it quite as far as my middle daughter. And then my other children, they pursued other avenues. One of them got involved with filmmaking and was a film intern. And so it wasn't a civic organization, but my middle daughter really pursued the opportunity and it was to her great advantage.
Yeah. And, even just starting the conversation, obviously there's so many ways that students and kids develop these different skills. But narrowing in on civic organizations, if a parent hasn't personally been involved, right? I was never in 4-H or Girl Scouts, obviously not Boy Scouts either. How might a parent sort of lead their child into that if they don't have personal experience? Do you feel like that might be a barrier for a family if they don't have any experience yet?
No. Well, I was a 4-H a kid in my youth, but I didn't stay involved in it as much to the extent my daughter did. However, when we live in a somewhat rural area outside of Austin, Texas, and we saw an ad in our local paper that the Kyle 4-H Club was having a meeting. And I said to my daughters, hey, let's go check this out. So you might see an ad in a paper. You can look online. You can ask other people, hey, what are your kids doing? Boy Scouts, some people are surprised to know that actually, now we've all heard that they're allowing girls into Boy Scouts, but they've always allowed girls into the Explorers program, which is for high school students. So there are lots of opportunities, and you could just get online and type in youth civic organizations if you don't know, and then look for them in your area.
And I bet people would be surprised to find how many of these opportunities there are. I know where I am, which is in the Bay Area in California, we have local Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops. It seems like these are,
at least from my perspective, sometimes family endeavors where there is family involvement. It's not just for the student or the child. Is that true in your experience that if you get your child involved, that you could expect, you know, oh, do I need to be a den mother, or, you know, that I'm also going to then be a part of this civic organization?
Right. So when the children are younger, yeah, I was a Cub Scout den leader when my oldest son was a Cub Scout. But, you know, parents, at the very least, they're expected to be somewhat involved, but there's less involvement as your child gets older. Mainly, you're going to be making sure they get to meetings, helping them get to meetings. You might have, I know I did a lot of help with my daughters when they were doing livestock show, which they showed rabbits, and they did food competitions. So sometimes I had help with that. But as they got older, and that's the focus of developing leadership, is they take responsibility to do their projects. They do record keeping. They help to lead things. So you're kind of on the periphery. But yes, parents should still be involved with their kids.
Yeah, and I think that would be a great opportunity to lead by example, to, you know, learn more about what they're doing, especially if you've never done that before. We went to our local fair not that long ago, and I loved seeing all the animals and the 4-H signs and, you know, kids raising these pigs. And it was just, I mean, it's amazing. It's things that, you know, I have never had experience with. So I could see as a parent maybe feeling a little uncertain about stepping into that world, but there are so many benefits. So talk to us more about the benefits that you've seen, or maybe you've seen in your kids' friends, that really come from this civic organization involvement.
Sure. So with my middle daughter, the one who was so into 4-H, she started at the age of 8. And the first thing she did was a fashion show. Oh, where wow. the kids had to, they could either sew or they could purchase. So my kids always did consumer buying, which is great because we're all going to buy something, right? Mm-hmm. So from the age of 8, she was learning how to evaluate how well made an article of clothing was and compare prices. And then she had to go and compete. And she had to talk to people she didn't know about her shopping experience and why she chose her outfit. This started at 8 years old.
Wow.
So she was very shy as 8, you know, but by the time she was 18 and graduating from high school, she was running the county council. She was leading and teaching classes. She was developing projects. She was being interviewed. They are interviewed constantly on competitions from the age of 8 and up. So they develop skills to be interviewed. They don't have problems going to job interviews as teenagers. They've been interviewed a lot by that time. They're expected to not only work on a project, but to show leadership and community service in their project. So they have so many opportunities to develop skills as young people that some of us don't get the opportunity to develop until we're adults and we're in the job. You know, it's much better to learn these expectations early. And so it's old hat when you get to that role of being in a job and you have to take leadership of a project. You already know how to do it when you come up in these organizations.
Absolutely. Now, you homeschooled all of your children, is that right?
Yes, I homeschooled all of my children, and 4 of the 5 older ones graduated from homeschooling as well.
Wow. So for you, is the civic organization involvement, is that part of the homeschool curriculum, or is that more of what, you know, sort of in a traditional school we would consider extracurricular activities? How does that fit in?
So it's kind of both, actually, Sarah. So for example, when my daughters were doing food project, one of the things we learn in school are health principles, right? Good nutrition. So that was part of their food project. They had to learn about nutrition. They had to be prepared to be interviewed about like a recipe they created. Maybe we had green peppers and rice. What nutrition did you get out of your dish? So it was extracurricular, but also I was able to check off our boxes for our that component of our health curriculum. So for me, having these competitions that motivated the girls to learn this information made my homeschooling job much easier.
Right. So I could see if, you know, there are, you know, sort of traditional homeschoolers in a sense, or, you know, families listening to this that maybe their kids are still in a traditional school and doing some component of online learning, that there are lots of opportunities to be involved that both supplement what might be part of the curriculum and then also complement what they're doing and teach them these bigger life skills. as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes if you want your kids to do something and they're kind of balking at it, the carrot of being able to participate in these activities, you know, it helps you to motivate them to get some other things done. Because also in most of these civic organizations that have competitions, such as 4-H, the child has to be passing their classes to participate. Mm-hmm. So if they're not doing their work, they can't do this fun thing that they want to do.
That was actually a question I was going to ask you, is if you as a parent feel that being involved in an organization of this kind would be good for your child, just sort of in the bigger picture sense, or maybe you feel like, you know what, for my child who's maybe a little bit more shy and could use that support and get more comfortable around people and, you know, get those life skills, but they're a little uncertain, your child is, they're, you know, maybe they're just hesitant, they're shy, or they're outright, no, I'm not doing that, right? They're in those years where they're kind of pushing back. As a parent, do you have any tips or ideas for how to support them in trying that, you know, to kind of maybe push through that resistance so that they get to that point where they see how fun and rewarding it actually is?
Yeah, I think that one of the things is, like with my 5 older children, I looked for something that fit their personality. So my middle son, he was not, he has Asperger's, so he's not really a social guy, mm-hmm. but he really wanted to pursue martial arts. So we got him involved in martial arts. He started working as an intern for his Sifu. He began teaching classes, and now at the age of 26, very few people meeting him would know that he has Asperger's because he was able to develop his social skills in a smaller setting. Mm-hmm. 4-H wasn't, he did try 4-H, but it was not his cup of tea. But he still has a lot of really great things that he can add to any resume, any college. He's going to go to college for computers. So he's got things he can add to that. So it's not just use civic organizations, but mm-hmm. it's finding a place where your kid can shine and that they can have personal development. But I think that use civic organizations offer a much wider variety of experiences. For example, 4-H and scouting, kids can focus on an area of their interest and they can use that as part of their project activities.
Right. Part of what I love and what I know about those organizations is it's not maybe quite as narrow as if you do martial arts, right?
My exactly.
Son is jiu-jitsu, so yes, he learns about discipline and respect and, you know, all these other great sort of life lessons, but he's learning jiu-jitsu.
Right.
They play dodgeball at the end, but it's much more narrow in terms of what they're focusing on. Whereas the scouting program, they get to explore different activities and learn about different things. And depending on how they progress, they can become really skilled in certain areas,
right.
But it's still very wide in terms of, you know, it's the breadth of opportunities for them.
Sure. It gives them a more well-rounded, spheres that they've interacted in, you know, in 4-H, every meeting has like 4 components. So they have a lesson, they have recreation, they have leadership, they have all these different things. And so they, every time they go to a meeting, they have an opportunity to participate in several subject matters, I guess you could say, or areas of development. Whereas, like you said, if you just go to martial arts, you're going to be really great at whatever your martial art practice is, but you won't maybe be developing your skills in other areas.
Right. You don't become a great public speaker.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, it seems like obviously there's so many great benefits from this. And while it's not always about the goal is to go to college, right? Especially at 8, probably shouldn't just be focused on that. But experience. How does being involved in these organizations really, we've touched on how it sort of helps prepare students mm-hmm. for higher education, but how does this involvement really assist a student in pursuing higher education?
Well, I think in several ways. One is that it does open up the child to a lot of different ideas, a lot of different activities. And so they become more well-rounded, but also in the, so say for example, Eagle Scouts, a friend of mine, his son just got made Eagle and he got letters from Congress people. And I mean, all kinds of famous people. And he, when he goes to apply for college and he's only 16, so he's got a little ways to go yet. On his college application, well, actually a resume, because you don't, you know, do resumes for college applications, but he's going to be able to show that he had the qualities of determination, of initiative. He's able to show a passion. Colleges are looking for people who are bringing something to the table that's going to benefit that whole community. So even though it might not directly lead to a scholarship, I think it does lead to greater positioning yourself better to be accepted by the college you are trying to get into.
Yeah, that's a really good point that, you know, I think, I don't want to say a lot of times, but many times parents are sort of looking at, you know, how can I give my student an advantage, which is a good thing, right? We want our students to do well. And, you know, scholarships are fantastic, but there's only so much of that to go around. So that can't be the only goal, I don't think, for all right. of these efforts that our students are putting in. It's, if that's sort of the reward of it and that works out, that's fantastic. But we need to have other end goals aside from simply get money for college. And so as we've talked about, they just develop so many skills. They meet these great people. They get these fantastic recommendations, which positions them well mm-hmm. to get into the schools that they want. They get the scholarship as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's helpful. But yeah, to really just give them these opportunities. And I am listening. I'm not reading because I don't have time to read these days, but I was listening to an audio of Grit by Angela Duckworth. And she was talking about how it's around seventh grade that those passions really start to be mm-hmm. shown, and that kids, you know, kids early on obviously have things they love, but it's more around that seventh grade, junior high level that what they're going to be interested in long term starts to sort of form. And I love the idea that within these organizations, they just get to try so many things.
Yes, it's a great platform.
Yeah, where they can see where their passion lies versus, well, I liked this when I was five and I've continued with it, so this is my passion. Well, that might not be the case long term, but if around that junior high age, they're really exposed to a lot, they can really start to figure out what is it that I want to do with my life and where is my passion. So I think that's really great.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that in the case of my middle daughter, she started out thinking she was going to do something with animals. She thought she might want to be a veterinarian. And after she looked into that, she realized that really she loved speaking and she loved interacting with people. She ended up getting a communication degree. And all that leadership and speaking in front of other people, you know, it really helped her to find what she was ideally suited to do. She still loves animals. She's got 7 or 8 animals in her house right now, but she has the communication degree and she's very good at interacting with people.
Yeah. So if families are, you know, intrigued by this and maybe they never heard the term youth civic organization, or, you know, they're maybe aware of scouting, but they hadn't really paid attention to it, how do they find these opportunities? I mean, obviously we've got the internet, you know, and Google is fantastic. Is it as simple as, you know, Boy Scouts in my town and state? Is it, you know, can they Google youth civic organizations near me and something pops up? How do they start to find these opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. You can Google youth civic organizations. You can also contact, for example, if you're interested in 4-H, your county probably has an AgriLife Extension, and that's how 4-H programs are administered through AgriLife Extension offices in their counties. If you're interested in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, most towns will have a Boy Scout or Girl Scout area council you can involve yourself in. Campfire is pretty big. Civil Air Patrol, just do a search for those. And then, you know, usually once you get to a webpage, you can find out, you can put in your zip code and it'll pop up what's going on.
And I think also with social media being so big, certainly not everyone is on, you know, Facebook or utilizes it, but I know that where I am, I'm in a lot of moms groups, and I love mm-hmm. those questions that parents ask. I shouldn't say moms groups, it's mostly the moms, but the parents groups where, you sure. know, someone asks, I'm looking for a volunteer opportunity for my child, or, you know, are there any youth civic organizations? And I think that's where we can really utilize our resources to find out, is there something in my area that maybe I don't know about? Because sometimes I think those searches they're not always lucrative right away. It can be hard to track something down, or, you know, maybe you didn't realize that there was another option. So checking in with other sure. local parents, I think, can be another great way that you mentioned is talk to people in your
yes.
circle.
Yes, and also a lot of churches sponsor Boy Scout groups. So if you're interested in Boy Scouts, you can contact a church around you and ask them if they sponsor a group. There's also churches also sponsor other types of youth organizations where kids can have leadership opportunities. So, I mean, probably if you throw a stone, you're going to find something. You don't have to look too far.
Yeah. So let's say a family has taken this on. There has been involvement in maybe one or more youth civic organizations, and student is now getting ready to pursue higher education. How can they highlight this involvement in that college application or resume like you were talking about?
Yeah. So, you know, in any resume, it gives you an opportunity to highlight your accomplishments. And so there's some good advice at collegedata.com and princetonreview.com for how to write a college resume and highlight that information. You wouldn't be putting like your grade point average or anything like that in that resume. It's really a highlight of your abilities and your best achievements. So I would just advise doing some research about what to include in college resumes. My youngest child was in community college, so we didn't have to write a resume, and it's been quite some time. So I think I would just point people to more professional sources than myself for how to best position yourself in a college resume. But that's where you'd put that information.
Great. And again, I think you can probably utilize your resources once you're in that sort of, you know, family of that organization, is talk mm-hmm. to the families who have gone through this process, you know,
definitely.
The Eagle Scout who has graduated, and, you know, how did you frame that on your resume? You know, how did you highlight that so that it did sort of help give you the best leverage to ultimately pursue your higher education goals?
Yes, that is a good advice. I know when my daughter was a senior, there was a meeting for all the seniors or high school students in 4-H talking about what to do to prepare for the time when you would want to apply for a scholarship. My daughter was really fortunate. She received a $10,000 scholarship for college. And it was very competitive. So, yeah, there may be some resources within each of those youth civic organizations that can help you as you're preparing for your college career.
Great. So obviously, as we've, you know, kind of talked about today, being involved in these opportunities, these youth civic organizations, there's many benefits from personal development, leadership, expanding your circle of people that you know, the knowledge that you have, and then ultimately it can help you leverage yourself hopefully a little better, but a little differently on those college applications as well. So we're so glad to have had you here. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today about involvement in these organizations or final thoughts for us?
Oh, well, I would just say that they're important not only for when you're in high school and getting you into college, but I think they carry through the rest of your life.
That's a really good point. You know, yeah, you're probably not done with your Eagle Scout status on the day you enter college. My son got his eyes looked at not long ago, and I was looking at all the degrees on the doctor's wall, and he had his Eagle Scout certificate there.
Nice.
That's amazing. You don't necessarily know that someone is an Eagle Scout. So yeah, that's a really great point. It kind of carries you on. Well, thank you again, Holly. We loved having you here today.
My pleasure.
No matter what the age of your child, there's always ways that they can get involved and give back to their community and other organizations. So take some time to research and see what might be around your area where your kids can get involved. Civic youth organizations are an opportunity to learn, develop, grow, give back, and set themselves up for their future. If you'd like more tips, ideas, and blogs sent your way, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. And if you have an interest in signing up for Transcript Maker, we do offer a 14-day free trial.